Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
Joe and Evan on the fan. 10:04
on the fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts. We are live and in living color from the Mike Francesa studios here, high up on the 10th floor, high above Hudson Street in Lower Manhattan. 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. It's 1 o'clock, and then CMB will come your way, Mike, after that. Dove Kramer and the birthday boy, Ernie Acosta, who I just found out moments ago it's his birthday. I think he's, 33, 34, somewhere. Somewhere like that, Ernie, 34?
Yeah, something like that.
What do you mean something? What is it?
I'm 34.
34. God bless. God, if I should, can only be 34 again. Oh, boy. So what do we open with today? Do we open with the runaway train that is the Yankees or the train wreck that is the Mets? Your thoughts?
oh, boy. We could sort of do both in this regard. I got two TVs set up side by side. I got the Yankees. I got the Mets. And you have the Yankees on one side, a game in which, let's all admit, we all figured they were going to lose.
Right.
Clevenger's locked in. They go to Dellin Betances, which is fine. And then Aaron Boone decides, hey, let me get a second inning out of Dellin Betances, which I understand why he was doing it. He had a worn-out bullpen. And clearly Boone was managing as if the game is over, right? They're going to lose this game. And you know what? No big deal. They win a series against the Indians. We saw what they did against the Astros. We saw what they did against the Angels. No big deal. Still a great run by the Yankees. We move on. And you got the Mets, who start off their game by scoring two runs in the first inning.
And I tell you right now, when, I got to tell you this.
Yes.
When Frazier hit that sack fly to basically end the rally, I knew they were in trouble.
End the rally?
Yeah, I know.
It was the first out of the game.
I knew they weren't scoring again that inning.
Well, you were right.
I swear to God.
You were right.
And not only the inning, they didn't score again.
No, and Noah Syndergaard, the ace that he is, promptly gave up the lead, and then Robles gives it up, and then the Mets can't rally.
Right now, Noah Syndergaard is pitching like a decent third starter.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a well-said statement.
Like a decent third starter.
Yeah, he doesn't stink.
That's what he's pitching like.
Doesn't stink, but he's not an ace. All right, so you can put that to bed, at least for now. So here are the Mets playing this tantalizingly close game. Ian Desmond hits a home run, and when they're rallying in the ninth inning, you knew – wow, looking at the lineup, there's a really good chance this game is going to come down to Tomas Nito. And on the Yankee side, they're coming back against Cody Allen. They're coming back. And as soon as the Yankees cut it to 4-3,
you knew they were
going to win. There was no doubt in my mind.
I'm with you.
I'm telling you, Joe, within 5 seconds of each other, these two things happen. Tomas Nito strikes out looking
stunning.
Gleyber
Torres homers.
And
I know. It's unbelievable. Bro, you can't make it up.
I hate sports.
Telling you, this is why I got to retire, so I don't have to come in and, like, cry about my team.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. It's unbelievable. I don't know. I don't know. What can I say?
I really want to be honest. I want to be very, very honest.
Be honest.
Okay? I really don't have an issue with the Yankees, and I always tell Met fans, don't worry about the Yankees. For about a few hours yesterday, I want to be honest to my Yankee fan friends. I had venom in my eyes. I hated you. I hated everything about you.
Did you?
Because the way the Mets are playing and the way the Yankees are playing made me on
opposites.
Sunday. Oh, my God. I was a jealous. I was the jealous ex-girlfriend. I'll tell
understand.
You.
No,
I wanted to stalk you and everything.
I hated it.
I mean, Gleyber Torres, God bless this guy. This guy comes up. It looks like he's been in the major leagues for 10 years.
I mean, his team. And how about the Jermon, the pitcher? He goes six innings of no-hit ball. What, are you kidding me?
He's pitching a no-hitter. He's pitching a no-hitter.
You can't make it up.
And I'm sure we're all just accustomed to the fact that he wasn't going to get to continue to pitch that no-hitter. That was never going to happen in this day and age. But if you're a Yankee fan right now, you got to be pinching yourself. It's not just that you're winning every day. It's not just that you're winning in a million different ways.
How are they winning? Pull these games out every game. It's like they know they're going to win the game somehow, some way.
Just a matter of how.
Right.
How about Friday? Oh, blow a big lead.
I know.
Win anyway.
I know.
You got to love that.
I know. It's unreal.
But here's the other thing.
I know. Look at Mark. Mark's not happy. The Indians got beat up this weekend.
No, you shouldn't be there. They're
oh, my God.
The only thing
they're
that's
500
going.
500 right now.
Here's what's going for the Indians. The division is hot garbage.
The division's terrible.
Right.
They might win the division at 500.
They may.
I know.
It's very possible. But the Yankees have now all over this diamond. All over.
Everywhere.
Star after star. Stars.
It's unreal. You know, it's star after star.
They're not doing this with veterans who are just getting lucky, finding it that way. They're doing it with kids who have a chance to be stars for the next decade.
Yep.
How about Germán? They lose Jordan Montgomery, no big deal. You've got a kid in Germán who pitches 6 no-hit innings. You have the aging veteran in CeCe who's got a 1-3
ERA. Oh, my
God.
Yep.
And even when things go badly, like what happened with the back end of the bullpen with Betances being stretched out for a second inning, which, by the way, is a terrible idea. Dellin Betances should never be allowed to pitch a second inning.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's become now one of those guys. You get an inning out of him without giving up any runs, get him out of the game.
And
he's one of those guys.
Absolutely. And I understand why Boone was doing it, because he had a bullpen that featured a lot of guys that weren't available.
Right.
So I understand the circumstance. But then when you go to Jonathan Holder and even Chasen Trevu pitched well, you're basically telling everybody, hey, it's not our day. It's just not our day. When you ask Dellin Betances to get a second inning in, it's not your day. Or you're admitting it's not your day. And they win anyway.
Amazing.
It's
unbelievable.
Anyway.
It's unbelievable.
Cody Allen. Oh, my God. How awful was he? And you've got Terry Francona basically asking him, hey, can you find a way to get me a bunch of outs in the eighth inning? No Andrew Miller hurts, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. They were lucky to get out of the eighth inning still with the lead.
I know. They were very lucky.
I mean, come on.
They were very lucky. And they're doing this right now with Gary Sanchez hitting under 200, Brett Gardner hitting right around 200, and Giancarlo hasn't even heated up yet.
Not
and
at
that's
all.
How they're doing all of this.
Not at all.
It's
But the pitching's been good, though.
Oh,
I mean, really, the pitching's
amazing.
Been good.
It's been amazing. Sonny Gray is pitching
a lot
him? Better.
Two games in a row now for him.
Severino is a rock.
Yep.
He's a rock. We saw Germán, what he did in his first start. CeCe has been as good as he's ever
been. Tremendous.
Or at least it feels that way.
Yep.
And so right now as a Yankee fan, there's only one negative I can come up with, and it's
What's
not
that?
Their fault. One negative. They're not in first place somehow.
Yeah. Well, they may will be at the end of the week when they sweep the Red Sox.
By Wednesday, they'll be in first place. Give the Red Sox credit, because they've won 3 in a row, and they've had a really good year. And the fact that the Yankees, who have now won 15 of 16,
Man,
is
unreal.
That what it is now?
Yeah, they were 9-9 at one point. 9-9. Think about it.
Nine,
and people were panicking at 9-9. Now they're 24-10.
24-10. Give the Red Sox credit that somehow they've maintained first place, but it's a great point, especially on Wednesday night, because you know what Wednesday night is? Wednesday night,
David Price night.
It's Price night at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, well, he'll see if he gets out of his first inning.
I don't know if he will. If he does, maybe it's the second inning he gets out
of. Right.
So if you're a Yankee fan right now, you got to be pinching yourself.
You
not
do.
Just because they're winning every day, but the way they're doing it. Like
and if
you
you're a Met fan, you got to be knocking your head against the wall. Let me tell you something. You know, watching this, first of all, what has happened to Michael Conforto? What happened to this guy? What happened? Did he come back too soon? I mean, he can't buy a hit. Well, there was no way. You were confident on Friday night that he was going to get that hit. I'm like, there's no way this guy's getting a hit. I had no confidence in him whatsoever. It was terrible. And I mean, he's not hitting. You get nothing out of him, nothing out of Rosario. Jay Bruce has done nothing. The guy's hit 2 home runs. I mean, give me a break. It's a joke. I mean, come on. The catching situation is beyond. We thought it was bad with Plawecki and Dono. Oh, my God.
It actually got worse.
Oh, my God.
And since Plawecki got hurt, what the heck is their record?
I know it.
But you know who really is to blame for this? It's not Michael Conforto.
Oh, my God.
It's not Ahmed Rosario. It's not Jay Bruce. You want to know who to blame?
Who's that? Sandy?
The guy who's coming on at 3 o'clock. Because ever since Mike came back, the Mets are 0-6.
You blaming Mike for that?
Joe, numbers and numbers.
0-6.
Facts are facts.
They can't even get a hit. They got shut out. And I don't care who's pitching. It doesn't matter who the pitcher is. They don't hit nobody.
Of course,
this
Kyle
guy Freeland. Who is this guy?
Doesn't matter.
They couldn't touch the guy.
Since Mike came back, the Yankees don't lose and the Mets don't win. You think that's a coincidence? That's fine if you want to think it's a coincidence. He has completely ruined the Mets. But to your Conforto point, here's why I was confident. Yeah. And what an idiot I am.
Now, what's wrong with him?
Friday night was a nightmare. Right out of the gate.
5-0. It's 5-0. Turn around.
They're jumping all over
Zach
Wheeler.
I came into the game late. I put the game on. I'm like, what? I looked at the score. I'm like, what? What's now, the score of this game?
The only positive, and I always say this, is if you're going to give up a lot of runs early, you have to counterpunch with something. And they did.
You know, they got a two-run homer in the bottom of the first. Right.
But the Mets are down 8-2 in the eighth inning. And most Met fans are probably turning the TV off. Right. And here the Mets come back, and they're rallying.
I think, what was the basketball game Friday night? Oh, and I was watching the Philly game.
The Philly game, sure. Yeah. No,
that's
what
I was watching.
But the Mets.
And then I was going back to the Met game. I figured they lost 8-2, and I came back and just enough to see to have my heart broken at the end.
Well, they started to slowly come back. Todd Frazier, it's the two-run homer. Yep. Okay. And all of a sudden, it's 8-4.
Right.
And then they start rallying in the ninth inning, and finally they say, all right, let's go to Wade Davis. And as Drubal hits the RBI triple, and after Yoenis strikes out, Bruce walks, Frazier comes through, and now it's set up after the Frazier stolen base, where if Michael Conforto gets a base hit, the Mets will pull off this incredible victory, a win that in my mind does two things. Number one, I think it gets him going.
Sure.
I think that win gets him going.
Right.
And number two gets Conforto going, who was 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts.
Right.
And it just felt like that moment where maybe we're all going to be able to take a big sigh. Remember, it's the same day they DFA'd Matt Harvey.
Yep.
Same day.
Yep. Yep.
So maybe the karma is changing. And what does Michael Conforto do? He falls behind always does.
Always.
And finally strikes out.
He looks so lost. It's unbelievable.
And that strikeout was deflating as no other.
Yeah, I agree.
And then you look at what happened Saturday, and you look at what happened Sunday, where the starting pitching was actually decent, but now the Met offense can't hit. They don't even play Michael Conforto.
Right.
Basically, Mickey Callaway says, I can't play this guy.
Well, you said he gave him a, what do you call it, a mental health day? And then he gave him another
mental health day.
And it was 2 days in a row of mental health.
Well, what do we need then?
Yeah, well.
I need like a month of mental health.
I know.
And then you look at what happened Saturday where Matt's pitch is well, but they can't hit. You look at what happened yesterday where they have the early lead, and then they stop hitting, and Syndergaard continues to be average.
Yep.
And what it all shapes up as is what you have been saying. The Mets don't play well at home, and now they go 0-6 on this homestand, and they're under 500 at home.
Yeah.
And they're about to be under 500 overall because as bad as the Reds are, I don't know what P.J. Conlon's going to do tonight.
I think they're going to have a good road trip. They play better on the road.
You think they're going to have a good road trip?
I swear to God, they're going to two ballparks where they generally hit in both of them, Cincinnati and Philly. I think they will.
Give me a record. Give me a record.
I'm going to say they win 4 out of 6.
I'd be thrilled.
No, I was thrilled. I'd be thrilled they went 500. But I don't get P.J. Conlon, though. I mean, how is he? Why can't you lost 6 in a row? I got to see P.J. Conlon with a 7 ERA? What?
Well,
in the minor leagues?
Here's the problem, all right? Because I feel the exact same way.
Lugo. He hasn't even pitched that much.
Well, the problem is he did pitch 2 days ago.
All right,
and he threw 45 pitches, so maybe that's what they're afraid of. Maybe that's what they're afraid of. But you know what you should have done if you're the Mets?
Then pitch the other guy, Roy Oswalt's son.
Corey Oswalt?
Yeah, pitch him.
Guess what? His ERA is over 6-2 in AAA.
All right, great.
But he's more of an upside than P.J. Conlon.
Right.
Here's what the Mets should have done. I think the Mets and Mickey Callaway and Sandy, they've not shown a lot of foresight. Two reasons, two examples. Number one, you knew there was a very good chance Jake was not making the start. Okay?
Yeah,
we knew that when they made that
announcement. Which was probably the smart move, but you got to worry now how bad it is.
Well,
I mean, they say one start he's going to miss. Do I buy that?
Here's when I'm going to know. Will he start Sunday against the Phillies?
Right.
If he doesn't start Sunday against the Phillies, I'm worried.
Right, right.
I'm worried. Then they lied or they BS'd us. So
they
BS'd
us with Cespedes too. They said it was a sore hip and it's a quad.
It's a quad, yeah. Let's see if DeGrom starts on Sunday. But knowing there was a possibility he wasn't going to start Monday, maybe you should keep Seth Lugo in mind as a guy who could make that start.
You think? I mean, of course.
And I got another one for you. Can I throw this one at you?
Yeah, please.
All right. I know Jose Reyes stinks, but just hear me out. When the Mets decide to pinch run last night or yesterday afternoon in the ninth inning, okay, and I know bad things can happen, do you understand that maybe the fastest guy on this team, or at least close to Jose Reyes in speed, is a fellow by the name of Steven Matz? Well, here's an idea.
He's pretty quick.
Here's an idea, Mickey. Instead of using one of your very few bench players that you have, again, I know Reyes stinks, but I'd rather him at the plate than Tomas Nito.
Oh, God.
Why don't you use Matz as the pinch runner as opposed to Reyes, so that when you have to pinch hit with runners on and two outs, you're not forcing Tomas Nito, who's a double A player, and instead, how about this? You use Jose Reyes.
I know. I'm with you.
Is that a crazy
idea? By the way, they got to get a catcher. They got to get a catcher. They have to get. I mean, these guys are just, they're abysmal, these two guys. They have to get a catcher. Bro.
Well.
I mean, I never thought that I would say, yeah, you know what, Plawecki and Dono, these guys are like not even major leaguers.
No, they're not. They're not major leaguers.
It's terrible.
They're not. No question about it. I think it's tough to make a trade this early in May, but they have to do something.
They got to do something.
Because they're sinking right now. The ship be sinking.
Oh.
They've lost six in a row. Oh. And here's my question, because I don't know the answer. Right? Maybe you do. You're smarter than I am. You're wiser than I am.
How smart am I?
You got something.
How smart are either of us?
That's true.
We root for?
The Mets have played 32 games.
Right.
They are 17-15.
Right.
They have done it in a way in which for the first half of it, they looked unbeatable.
Right.
The second half, they can't get out of the wrong way. Win. Are they this? Are they a mediocre 500 team? Is that what they are?
Maybe.
Or are they more like the team we've seen recently? Or, delusionally, are they more like the team that started off 11-1?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I don't think they got any pitching outside of the two top guys, to be honest with you. I think the rest of these guys, all of them, I think you said it too. Mats, I give a possibility of Mats.
Yeah, I still think there's a shot.
Know, I mean, Wheeler, I mean, give me, come on. I mean, you know, and how about Vargas? That was money well spent. Vargas.
They're supposed to just burn that money.
Swarzak. Boy, that was good money they spent. Huh?
Light that cash on fire.
Oh, my
God. That's what you do. Have a
God.
Bonfire with the cash you used
what
on those two guys.
Disaster.
At least for now. Maybe things
and
will change.
And if Yoenis is hurt, and you go, this has got DL written all over it, even though he says he might play tonight. I'll believe that when I see it.
Well,
it's only a matter of time that he's going to get hurt.
This is the good news.
That's what I think.
Well, if
the guy runs the bases, he gets hurt. The guy slides at the third, he gets hurt.
That's one of the biggest issues with him now, staying healthy.
God.
But here's the good news. If he is on the DL, then we don't have to hear complaints about how Nimmo's got to play. Nimmo will play.
Yeah.
So will Conforto.
Yeah.
So will Jay Bruce. So will
Jay
all of them.
Bruce. I mean, the guy's got two home runs.
He's been bad.
Terrible.
He's been bad.
Now, maybe he's still got this plantar fasciitis. I don't know. But if he does, say something about it because you've been horrible.
Yeah, he's been bad. That's the problem when guys
play
hurt.
I've seen Juan Lagares. He actually is hitting a little bit.
No, he has.
And let me ask you.
His defense all of a sudden has regressed,
him? Yesterday, there's a ball that he's got to catch. He catches it every 99 out of 100. He didn't catch it.
But that wasn't the first time.
No, it's like three times this year already.
Believe it or not.
Three different times.
Juan Lagares' offense has been better than his defense.
Yes.
I've never said that statement
before.
He
actually overran. Now, it wasn't an easy catch, but he actually overran the ball.
Yeah.
The ball hit the middle of the glove.
No,
I thought it was an error.
It was an easy catch. For Juan Lagares, that's an easy catch.
To me, when the ball hits the middle of your glove, it's an error, not a double.
It's odd how he's been so mediocre defensively. I'm not even going to say bad.
No.
He's been mediocre defensively.
That's right.
And he can't be mediocre defensively.
No.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the Yankees and Mets phone calls. We started with the Yankees, then we gave you the negative. We'll mix in the NBA as the show rolls
on. Can I say this?
Yeah.
LeBron is pretty good.
is he?
Oh, my God.
Is he? One-hander off the window.
The shot he hit the other night to win that game is like, well, you got to be kidding.
He's phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
Phenomenal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.